When two or more parties enter into or conclude a contract, they have the serious intention of creating a legal obligation. However, signing or executing a contract are a bit different expressions. They refer to a certain formality of creating legal agreements. These concepts are especially important when we talk about contracts signed or executed by the representatives of companies. Besides the signature of the managing director or other executive officers, the seal of the company also has to be put on the document. Or, in the case of sale of land contracts, they have to be countersigned by an attorney at law. An agreement may be deemed invalid and unenforceable if it is not executed correctly. Once the agreement is concluded between the parties, there are several ways to refer to what a law or a contract says about the relationship of them, as well as the particular sources of law. For example, acts, regulations and ordinances, or other legal documents, such as contracts, wills and statements, which govern their rights and obligations. A contract most often stipulates, provides, sets forth or prohibits certain actions or conducts of the parties. At the same time, we may use several prepositions and expressions, such as under, as per and pursuant to for the various sources of law and other legal documents, which govern or are linked to the contract. According to and in accordance with, however, are used slightly differently, rather for referring to the various sources of information, preferably not in a contract or other official legal document.